Is this normal? We want to hear from you if you're facing the same thing, or maybe it's not normal. You can tell us either way. Something that both my kids, well, one of my kids, and I know at least one of Katie's kids seem to do when they're getting their hair cut or about to get their hair cut. And my son, who's 12, and is growing out his hair, literally starts to panic and starts almost crying before and during his haircut. I'm at Great Clips. The nice lady is doing the best she can, and he looks like he's about to start crying because he's worried how many inches are going to come off the top.
It must be normal because my daughter, who's 8, does the exact same thing, ironically enough, at Great Clips. Yeah. They do a great job. She just is like, not too much, not too much.
Right.
And I get it because I used to cry when I got my hair cut, but that's because my mom made us look like boys growing up, all three of us girls.
You cry after the haircut.
And like, I had a legit reason to cry. I didn't want to look like a boy.
Yeah. and you're getting cut it off.
But a haircut, I mean, think about it. When you're an adult, you see somebody wear a haircut, it can change the appearance dramatically. So for a child, it's probably, you almost look like a different person. They don't know who they are anymore.
Trust me, they don't know who they are now.
No, they don't.
I still don't know who I am, and I'm a grown adult.
So is that normal? 800-682-1075. Do you see your kids panicking when, I'm not talking about when they're like 1 or 2 or 3.
No.
You know, at least
7, 8.
My son's 12. And then I dropped my son off. I do know this part. I dropped my son off at a sleepover over the weekend. And he had just gotten his hair cut, and the panic was over, and it looked much better because he looked homeless before.
Even he thought it looked better?
Yeah, he was like, it does.
See? Yeah.
But the whole way there, he's like, Dad, no. I mean, what are they going to do on the side? I'm like, dude, I don't know. Are they going to use the guards? I'm like, no, they'll probably do scissors because your hair's longer.
Mm-hmm.
Do scissors on the, Dad, like maybe half an inch. I'm like, I'm not paying for half an
inch. No, me either. I'm with you on that.
And,
no.
And then the lady at Great Clips was so nice. She was a hostage negotiator at this point. Because Eli was in the seat, and he has that face, and he's like, Dad, no. Like, making a scene. I'm like, stop it.
It's embarrassing.
And she goes, what's going on? And I go, he's like, I only want 1 inch off the top. And I go, no, it needs to be more than that. She goes, how about this? Dad, you tell me how much you want off the top. And you tell me how much you want off the top, Eli, and then we'll do it right in the middle. I'm like, what a smart person.
It's very nice.
And I said, okay, he wants 1, I want 3. I said, we'll do 2. And she goes, 2. Then when it was over, she was like, I did 3. But it looked great. And I was dropping him off at his friend's house, and he's like, I'm worried what my friends are going to say. I'm like, well, if they make fun of you, make fun of them back. That's what boys do. Just do it.
And it should be boys and girls. You know what I mean? Like, if you're friends, you guys can make fun of each other.
Exactly.
In a joking, non-hurtful, like...
Or even hurtful. You're friends.
You don't mean it. You know what I mean? You don't mean it in a malicious way.
Because boys and even grown men, we go at each other hard. But when you're friends, I don't do the people I don't know.
No,
I don't
like.
The biggest time people make fun of somebody was something dramatic.
Yes.
That's why kids were probably like, not too much, because it's just the dramatic part. It could be the best haircut in the world, but if it's so dramatic from what they used to have, you're going to get a lot of attention,
attention for sure.
And I'll tell you, though, I might go like every 3 weeks to Great Clips, because that's what I have to have it. I can't stand when a little piece of hair is on my ear.
I can't stand looking, not you, but for my son is the same way. He has to go like every 3 weeks to a month, because it starts to come over your ears and down your neck.
But they have notes in there that you can store. So next time Eli goes, he could just, they should already know.
They pull it up.
Well, it's been all over the place recently. So when I was dropping him off at his friend's house, his friends came out. He was took off his Chicago White Sox hat because he's so cool. And he's like, what do y'all think about my hair? And they're like, it looks good, bro.
Oh, really?
It looks good, bro. And then I looked at the mom that were dropping at the house, and I said, he is obsessed with his hair. And like, he gets panicked. And she goes, oh my gosh, if I tell my son he's getting a haircut, he starts crying. And
I'm like,
what is going on? All right, let's go to Amanda. Amanda, is it normal or not?
Oh, it's totally normal. And I'm really disappointed. I just dropped my almost 10-year-old off at school. But his eyes were wide listening to you, because it is exactly the same situation. This is like a therapy session. It is an argument. Like, don't touch the bangs. Leave it over my eyes. It needs to be over my... And I say, dude, you look like you just came out from under your bridge to go to school. But you're right. The panic set in. Like, they're going to make fun of me.
It's
I know kids are cruel, but it's totally normal.
You know what?
I'm just glad to know I'm not alone.
You're not.
Good.
I think that's the style, though,
with the young, especially boys. It's the messiest long haircut. I always just would say, like, Landon, it looks like you got lice in your hair, dude.
His hair's short, isn't it? No?
He gets it. he doesn't go for a long time now. That's just the thing. Oh. It's the messy look. And he looks so much better with a, to me, but I'm like that. And I don't know because McDreamy had longer hair. But I don't like the, it's too messy. And then I'm like, please shave that mustache too. You look ridiculous.
Oh, yeah. The trash dash when you were a teenager.
There's a difference, though, between messy and unkept. You know, like you can still have it messy or tousled and have it look polished.
It looks like it's been styled.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Eli definitely looked homeless. Mm-hmm. And I was like, we're at church and he's the only kid that looks like he shouldn't be at church.
Like he needs to have
who is this
a
kid?
Grooming session. Well, Nora is 8 and she full blown waterworks in the chair at Great Clips. And it started before we even got there. And I said, a trim. And in her mind, a trim is, you know, just like you barely graze the scissors.
Right.
In my mind, a trim is at least an inch and a half to get the dead
at
pieces
least.
Off.
Oh, yeah. But it depends how long your hair is.
Yeah, I mean, her hair is a long.
Like, I can't do an inch. I'll go to Great Clips in 3 weeks, and they can't take off, and I'll be bald.
No, but I for girls, short. For long hair, and she didn't, like, normally she can keep it under wraps, in the chair, full-blown tears, crying. She got hives.
Oh my God.
Hives from crying. Yes.
What length is her hair now?
Oh, past shoulders.
Okay, so that's different.
Past, like, Jared, well past.
Do you get a discount if you go to Great Clips?
I should, you beat me to the joke. But every time I get a charge full amount, it's not just there, but I mean, that's where I go.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking, come on. But in some instances, for them to shave your head completely bald, which I need to go.
Oh, that takes a long time.
It takes a long time because you can't miss anything.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Like, if you miss a hair or two cutting off an inch, you might not notice. If you miss a patch, it looks terrible.
But you recently started doing the entire shave look
shaved bald,
before
you
had the used car salesman type hair. But that's when they didn't, that had to be short because they were just doing a few clips.
Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. Trust me, I hate it.
Like running the guard over it. But in your case, though, when we went to Savannah and you went to a barber, though. That was Savannah. And they were doing your beard and, like, all the trimming.
And they used, like straight razors and stuff.
Ooh. And shaving cream and hot towels. And
does that make you nervous?
And it was very expensive. It made me a little bit nervous,
Really?
Because you slip. Say somebody comes, and scares everybody. Slice your throat.
I hope that doesn't happen.
I know
Katie,
that.
While I was doing it, you came in the thing and interrupted me. I had my eyes closed. They were with the straight razor and doing it.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I hear somebody talking. Like, just ding-ding-ding, like the chinging of the bell as the door opened.
Uh-huh.
And then somebody talking to the person, I'm like, who are those people talking? And the lady was laughing.
Uh-huh.
And I open my eyes, and it's Katie and Matt and Squid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Like, make sure you get his ears, his ear hair. I'm like,
I said his ear hair has been very distracting lately. And she laughed really hard, and then Jared opened his eyes. And I still don't think you realized it was us until we left.
Yeah, I was like, I had fallen asleep.
I would get paranoid off of the straight edge razor, although I think that's probably the closest you can possibly get.
That is the
closest. But even if somebody accidentally, like, wasn't paying attention and bumped into you.
Or coughed while they did it. Or
No, thank you.
Do they, I don't know if this is a thing, but you know, you can have your other hair on your body removed by wax.
Yeah.
Would they ever wax your head?
Huh. I don't know.
I've never heard of that
I think
before.
That would be extreme pain. I think that's basically like his hair follicles are so close on your head than they are on an arm or your.
You want to talk about the nether regions for the women?
Yes, but the nether
in your BH.
Is the
your hair's more
pliable
coarse?
Down there? Or the skin, I mean?
I don't think
so. They could, like, rip some part of their scalp off.
Let's try it for Torture Tuesday.
Let's do it.
Hey,
seriously, Jared.
I'll get a kit.
Okay, first of all.
What?
No.
I'll get a kit.
First of all, Squid hasn't done Torture Tuesday, and he's the low man on totem pole in
That's
a year.
True.
So we can start there.
I know, but this is a back perfect. Of his neck?
That's fine.
This is a perfect experiment for all bald guys.
Yeah, and then I'll be scalped and have scabs on top of my head again.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I'm reading right now. It says the reason people don't do it is because it could cause ingrown hairs.
Well, that you could get ingrown hairs from shaving it.
You can do that anywhere.
That's not a good reason.
All right.
Now you just made a reason to do it.
Mm-hmm. I know. Is this normal? He doesn't help, does he? Is this normal or not? Because he has a full head of hair. What's he worried
about? He doesn't have to worry about it.
So I want to hear more from you. Is it normal or not the way our kids are acting when they're getting their hair cut? More of your phone calls next with Jared and Katie in the morning.